Happy Juneteenth. My name is Dr. Cherie Meeks, and I'm president of NAACP Tucson, and you are listening to KXCI. June 19th commemorates the day when slavery ended in the United States. Although the Emancipation Proclamation was issued on January 1st, 1863, it took 2 years to reach all of the Confederate states. If we're going to celebrate Juneteenth, then we should do so with the knowledge and awareness of the impact of enslaved people. A writer for the New York Times said, "Juneteenth may mark just one moment in the struggle for emancipation, but the holiday gives us an occasion to reflect on the profound contributions of enslaved Black Americans to the cause of human freedom. It gives us another way to recognize the central place of slavery. Enslaved Black men and women built this nation in bondage. We cannot leave that out of the narrative of this country. It is up to us to demand that our history be taught and recognized. Black people are powerful and mighty. We are free. However, attacks on our health disrupt our freedom. Disproportionate policing in our neighborhoods disrupts our freedom. Suppressing our vote disrupts our freedom. Systemic racism disrupts our freedom. It impacts our economic stability and employment, housing, and education. So let's tackle these issues together. Visit NAACPTucson.com to join. We are committed to making sure that Black voices are heard, demands are met, and Black excellence is amplified. In the pursuit of freedom, justice, and equality, happy Juneteenth from the NAACP. My name is Cherie Meeks, president of NAACP Tucson, and you are listening to KXCI.